with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Whoa.
Oh, what's wrong with you? You're having a moan over there.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Welcome to Breakfast Rolled after the bank holiday weekend. We got straight into it and we had lots of laughs. You know, calling you a half doer.
Oh, yeah. Basically calling me a slab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing new there.
Yeah. Energetically challenged.
And then something happened. Something changed during the show and we figured out that... You didn't know the difference between many different things when you had to get a new remote for your TV.
I made a simple mistake. You'll find out what it is later. Anyone could make this mistake. Anyone could make this mistake.
Anyone could. No, they couldn't. And I said I'd say something for this part of the podcast.
Okay, go on. You're itching to tell me this, so go on.
Okay, so you know the way I've got sleep apnea.
Yeah, and you wear your Darth Vader mask to bed every night.
A CPAP machine.
Yeah.
Okay, so that goes over my nose. It doesn't cover my mouth, it just goes over my nose. And what it does, it pushes air down my throat, so it keeps my mouth closed so I don't snore or have any apnea kind of episodes. It keeps me alive, Una.
Oh, great.
All
That's
right.
Good. I bet you still slobber, though.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I've always had a fear, all right, especially at this time of the year, that, and I always like remember to pick up my hose and shake it.
Pick up your hose and shake it?
Because it's attached to a hose. That maybe a spider got into it or something like that.
Oh my God, down your mouth?
No, it's in my nose.
Ooh, a spider going on your nostrils.
The other, I think it was Friday afternoon when I went for a disco night before I went to my gig. Hopped into bed, popped on the CPAP. I went straight into a deep sleep. And then I got woken by what I thought was something crawled into my nose, all right?
Oh, my God.
So it was like kind of flapping a bit and stuff. So I quickly got up and I pulled the mask off and shoved my finger into my nose. And so the hose is flapping about all around the place. And I literally walked into the bathroom and then just was just like making sure if whatever was in there that I got it. And then like I pulled my finger out. I must have burst a blood vessel because it would not stop bleeding.
Oh my God!
So at the end of it all, after I blew and blew and blew, nothing came out. It was literally just a bit of loose snot. It was just like a bit of hard dirt.
That was just kind of flying around in your nose and you thought it was something.
I thought it was a spider that had gone up my nose.
So you basically injured your nose.
Oh yeah. I literally sat on the windowsill of the bathroom for about 10 minutes with a tissue.
Oh my God. That is such a you story. I can just imagine you coming out of the bedroom with a finger shoved up your nose. Well, got around. Lisa!
No! I was mortified.
I thought there was a spider up my nose. But it turns out it was just a bit of hard snot. Oh, that is gag, man. Excuse me. Thanks for that lovely imagery.
I couldn't wait to tell you.
Oh, snots and blood.
Love it. All right, Dunsy Picks. Let's go to a clip. All right, let's get into it. Una does things by half.
Shout out, quick shout out. Should have done this earlier because it's they listened earlier as well. All the lovely people who I met in Mohill over the weekend.
Oh, the leech were massive.
Oh, my God.
It looked great.
That wild. Like literally, you've to screw things to the floor, or else it gets pushed over. It was wild. That's how mad it was.
My kind of crowd.
When I say to people, anytime I DJ in that place in Mohill, that they're literally swinging from the rafters. You've seen it.
I have seen it. Yeah,
they're literally swinging from the rafters.
Yeah.
If there's room to grab hold of them, they do. It was brilliant.
One of the best nights of my life down there.
It was. Every week, you're going to say, are they asking us down again? Am I not after your behavior? Speaking of you, actually, I have found something here, okay, that I'm going to see, can you relate to this? So there's the lazy ones in our lives, and I accuse you of being super lazy all the time, all right?
Yeah, and what do I say? Energetically challenged is the word used to my low iron stores and ferritin levels, which are quite low at 16. But okay. Carry on.
So, you're a half doer, I reckon. This is what I reckon. That you know that something needs to be done, but you'll only do half a job. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what, Cooper?
What?
You're 100% right. Yeah. Hate jobs. Jobs. I'm sick of doing jobs. My life is just jobs, tormented by jobs, jobs, jobs.
Jobs. So, half do Una. Let's see, do you have to these jobs? You ready?
Yeah.
The spray and pray. So a quick blast of Febreze or air freshener instead of actually cleaning. So there you go.
Yeah. I learned that at a young age.
The great big cover up.
Yeah.
OK. Okay, so you do
cosmetic
that.
Cleaning. It's called.
Is that what
I used
it is?
To do. I used to spray polish everywhere, just so when my mother would come in from work, she'd think I had done something, but I hadn't done anything.
Well, that's actually a tip that they use if you're showing houses, is to spray polish on the radiators and turn on the heat.
Or just have some, you know, nice oils going in your oil burner.
Yeah. They shove it under the bed, hiding the clutter before guests arrive. But we know
100%.
You've admitted to being so damn lazy that you've put fancy boxes in every room of the house.
Yeah, so you just throw everything into the box before the people come.
Half hoovering, so vacuuming only the bits that people see.
Yeah.
That means even when you know that if you walk by and there's a door jar, that you'll only vacuum that part of the...
Yeah.
Okay, all right, you've admitted that.
Yeah.
The duvet disguise, just pulling it up and calling it made the bed.
Oh my God, like I wouldn't even, I mean.
Oh, we know your whole babe thing. The sleeve polish. Basically, you put your jumper over your sleeve, or you just kind of like use your arm to like wipe mirrors or doors and stuff like that with your jumper.
Instead gonna let you into a little secret.
You've never.
I don't polish. My mother's staying with me at the moment and she was like, would you just pass me some polish now and I'll clean this table in your sitting room. And I was like, what is this polish you speak of?
You don't have polish.
I do not have polish.
Oh my God.
You don't need to have polish to run a good house.
Dog. The dog mop. So basically, you use your pet to lick up the crumbs off the floor instead of you actually cleaning it.
Well, of course, but that's just to be nice. That's just to be nice to her. For God's sake.
So you're a dry shampooer, so basically, like you're skipping the wash and just spraying the hair.
Well, it's not good to wash your hair every day.
Okay, the dish stash, running hot water over the plates instead of actually scrubbing. Just like, ah, yeah, be grand.
I would.
Or do you just
put it into the dishwasher?
Okay. Yeah. The lights off trick. Basically, you're ignoring everything. You just turn the lights off and close the door.
Yeah.
So if you can't see it, doesn't
can't
exist.
See it. It's all good.
Now this one, I don't know if this counts to you because I know you don't. Do you even own an iron?
I do. There is one in the house, there but is, I don't really use
somewhere.
It. Yeah.
But I wonder, is anybody else iron the front only, making sure that the visible bit is the only bit that's not creased?
Oh, that's a really good tip. Do you want to know another lazy tip?
Oh, go on.
If you just wash your fringe or the front parts of your hair and put the rest up, your hair looks clean and shiny, and you've only washed the front of it. What?
I suppose that could be anything, really. Couldn't just watch the front. Now, there's something that you haven't done in ages, and that was had somewhere to put your smalls, your socks,
bras
and jocks, socks.
Yeah, I'm still living out of plastic bags.
But you, so for years you were always saying, I must get a chest of drawers, must get a chest of drawers, and eventually I told you where to go and get it. So it's literally a 2-second walk from your house.
Yeah, yeah.
You did buy one about
I did
2 or 3 weeks ago.
2 or 3 weeks ago, yeah.
So
that's about right.
Is your drawers are all organized and everything's working well?
No, don't be silly. It comes with instructions.
Of how to put things in the drawers.
And screws. And I'm like, I am not going near that. I'm not going near you.
You haven't put it together yet?
I have not put it together yet.
This is just a pure example of you do things by half. You buy the drawers and you're just like, okay, I can't put that together.
No, I can't put it together. I don't trust myself to put it together.
I need to help you change in your life.
Well, you can come around and
I tell you what, why don't you bring it in tomorrow, okay?
The drawers?
Bring in the drawers tomorrow.
Will you do them for me?
No. We're going to show you where the instructions are and how to read the instructions of a how to put furniture together thing. And you, throughout the course of the show, you're just going to put them together in it.
I have enough to be doing.
In between the purple snacks and the new poisons, you can put together 4 drawers.
Okay, if you help me.
No, I'd watch you and film it. Bring them in tomorrow. Let me
lift you with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
All right, let's continue our lovely Breakfast Roll podcast. And my God, I haven't brought this up. And I suppose I didn't give you an opportunity either to go and grab a drink or a snack to bring in with you.
No, you didn't. You actually just, I came out of news and he was standing there ready to kidnap me. Come on, we'll go in now. Give me a break.
I said to you once you've gone in, we'll go straight in here now, we'll record the podcast. You're like, you're not the boss of me.
No, you're not the boss of me. I'm sick of man telling me what to do. No man's going to tell me what I can do.
Don't look at me and wave your finger getting all up in my business.
You get up my business. I tell you we're going to go in and record the podcast, not the other way around.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are we doing right now?
We're doing the podcast.
And who told you to come in and record it?
Oh, there you go. You admit it.
I never denied
it. You boss me around the place. Yeah. Well, I suppose I need some bossing. All my friends in my life say I need some bossing.
I wonder is that the answer to our survey says 55% of women say they prefer a man who do this.
We just had a conversation and I have a funny feeling the show's going to change direction later on this morning. Over what? Goodness. Oh my God. Maybe we'll leave it for tomorrow.
I'm never admitting anything ever again to you.
Yeah.
No, we have to talk about it now.
Not now, but later. All right, okay. And do you know what? You could be bringing education to people who also didn't know.
Yeah.
All right. That's our survey says this morning. Donal, what are we asking?
According to a study, 55% of women say they prefer a man who will do this. What is this that they prefer? Yeah, straight in. Una. I knew you were.
No, that was me.
Oh, that was you. No, it's a good guess. So I'd say that is preferred. That could be a higher percentage.
Okay, 55% of women say they prefer a man who'll do this.
Yes.
Okay. Cook for them.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, that is.
They're a good cook, and they can
cook. Great guess, if anything.
I think it would be more than that.
087-1-102-107. What do you reckon the answer is, Una?
I think it's take them dancing, and they're a good dancer. Because as I was saying earlier on, if you haven't seen Tom Hiddleston dancing, you need to go and just Google Tom Hiddleston dancing. Like, it's oh my God, it's amazing. And because they're such good dancers, you know they're good in other parts of their life, if you know what I mean. They got moves. Yeah. Like Jagger. Anyway, yep. Is that the answer? No,
it's not dancing. Okay. That could be a higher percentage as well, yeah.
Okay, let's get some guesses. 087-1-102-107. The question we ask is...
55% of women say they prefer a man who will do this. What is this?
Okie dokie, let's try and figure out what our survey is asking us to figure out this morning.
55% of women say they prefer a man who will do this.
What everything.
It's got to be everything.
That's a good guess.
Are you happy with that, Una?
Yeah, I'm not living in a fantasy world.
Brilliant.
And Sinead in Monaghan says, is it go to the shop for her?
Oh.
Like that is...
Like the food shop and stuff.
Just go to the shop for you. Like that, you know, I love people who go to the shop for you. Do you remember in college, like, you know, there was always that one person who go to the shop for everyone at all hours of the day or the night? Mm. They're solid humans, you know what I mean?
No, I think
their effort should be rewarded.
Okay.
You don't remember. You know, because isn't it great to have someone who'll go to the shop for you?
I never had anybody in college go to the shop for me.
Did you not?
Yes. Yeah,
who would go to...
Why?
Just do their own shop.
No, but like not do a food shop for you, but if you wanted like...
It must be different for lads. Lads would basically like, you fend for yourselves if you left food around.
No, but if there was someone going to the shop, they'd say, listen, I'm going to the shop. And you'd give them money.
I don't ever recall going to the shop when I was in college. Things were just there.
Go to the shop for treats, like for chocolate or for, you know.
No. Women are different animals to men. Never went to the shop for like treats like that. You might go and get your lunch and stuff, but like never to, like I'm in the mood for a chocolate bar. Never happened.
But if you'd be at like, I don't know, a party and you wanted, I don't know, you were hungry afterwards and you wanted chips. You'd send someone to the chipper, like.
No, you go on the way home.
No, anyway, I just, listen, I admire the shop-going people.
Good for you.
That go to, yeah, so, and I think that's a great guess, Sinead and Monaghan.
I love people
who go to the shop.
All right, is that it?
Not the answer, no.
Okay.
Morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky!
Is the answer to Scally's Alley something like cleaning up the house, you're doing 50-50, you're cooking as well, cleaning, you're being a man about it, like, not to be a sop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it that?
No, it's not. No, they're quite far from the actual answer today. Do you want the answer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. 55% of women prefer a man who will kiss in public. Public displays of affection. That's what they want.
Ooh, voyeurism. Yeah.
What? What did you call it?
Voyeurism. Being watched.
Only if you're watching them.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
True.
Because you're the pervert here.
I'm not the pervert. Why am I the pervert here? Okay. Yeah, I can't believe you called me a pervert on the radio.
I've done it many a time. You're only realising now, which is gas. All right, okay. That's
PDAs.
Yeah, PDAs. PDAs. Are you into it?
I mean, I'm not into it, you know?
A
Are you on my
this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Rhyme it today. Was a shambles. It was a shambles, Una.
It was a shambles, yeah. And why was it a shambles? Oh, because
the answers didn't rhyme.
The words didn't rhyme. They kind of did, but not completely. So they're off-putting.
Yeah.
So we're going to get, who do we have on today? Maria.
Yeah.
Maria.
No, Nicola.
Nicola. Yeah. Nicola. We're getting Nicola on again.
Let's call her Maria.
No, it's Nicola.
On. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. And maybe she's going to come on and play her tin whistle as well.
Oh, that's right. She plays the tin whistle.
Yeah.
She plays the bog down in the valley.
Just about.
Yeah.
You should do a duet with her.
I will.
Release it. All right, here's how Nicola got on. Oh, she didn't really, but like we had fun with her anyway.
Let's play. Rhyme it just a little bit. No, all of it.
Rhyme it this morning has been played by Nicola in Moat. Good morning, Nicola.
Hi, Nicola.
Morning.
Did you have a nice long bank holiday weekend?
Yeah, just relaxed really. Took the dog for some walks and yeah, it was nice.
What kind of dog have you got, Nicola?
It's a puppy. It's a Cocker Cross Collie.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's adorable.
He's only brand new puppy, is he?
He's 6 months old. We've had him 3 months, I think. So he's called Pablo.
Pablo? Oh. Oh, amazing.
That is a great name.
Has he got the Pablo attitude of just being chill?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he's wild. He's absolutely wild.
I'm a big fan of human names for dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And numbers.
And numbers.
Yeah.
We've got a dog called Seven. You know that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is cool. Strange. You've been learning something recently. What has he been learning?
Tin whistle.
Awesome.
I'm a bit better than that, I think.
I doubt it. Nobody's better than that. That's a professional tin whistle blower there. Come here. Have you learned how to do the tin whistle flick? It's one thing that we learned in school here in Ireland.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's to get all the spit out of it.
Oh, the spit, yeah.
So you flick it. You flick it towards your best friend.
Yeah.
And make sure you hit them with the flick. And then they'd be like... Oh, what are you doing, man? Do you know?
I'll do that this week.
What have you learned on the tin whistle?
Loads. I can't. Connaught Man's Ramble, Rattling Bog.
The
pokers, some of the pokers. The easy stuff. I'm not really good at the hard stuff yet.
Well, I thought you were going to say, like, do you
hot
know...
potato.
This land is my land, this land is your land. Do re mi fa fa fa.
Do
you not think we tried hard enough to get them out of our land to have them come over here and start singing about having our land?
I did not.
There she is. There's Nicola. This is my land. My land now.
It's the name of a song we all learned on the tizzle in primary school that I can still remember. So
I'm going to start flicking me tin whistle at you now.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Are you ready to play
Rhyme It? Flute, all right. Sorry. Okay, Nicola,
are you
ready?
Bring down the tone of the show.
Sorry, you did that.
Okay, the word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Most, M-O-S-T.
Okay.
Not to be confused with the other word.
I genuinely thought it was the other word because my glasses are not, my glasses aren't turned on properly.
No, it's not moist, it's most.
Oh, gosh,
M-O-S-T. Okay.
All right, 30 seconds start now.
In the morning, I usually have a slice of what?
Toast.
I didn't win, but I came what?
I passed.
I'm better at parking than most people, but I don't like to what?
Oh, gosh, this is harder. Pass.
I need to send a birthday card to a friend by what?
Post.
When I stayed in a haunted house, I swear I saw a what?
Ghost.
When I'm feeling unwell, I tell people I've got a what?
Time is up.
Oh.
I'm calling her.
Oh, no.
What
was that, three?
It was three, yeah.
Okay.
I'm questioning, though. I think we might have to get you on another day because I'm questioning question two and question six. I didn't win, but came what?
But I came close.
That doesn't rhyme with toast.
Most.
Most doesn't rhyme with close.
Depends how you say it, but it's on the website of Rhyming Words.
Oh, right.
Well, you need to send it out at the end. You need to send it out. And also, dose doesn't rhyme with most.
Oh, no.
We're going to have to get you on another day. I think that's very unfair.
Okay.
Sorry. And do you know what's going to happen is we're going to get you on and you're going to learn that song about taking our land from us, all right?
This land is my land.
All right, listen, thank you for coming on, Nicola. We're going to scrap that score and you're going to come on again. All right, I think that's only fair because I have a funny feeling we're going to get inundated with WhatsApps from people saying, sorry, since when does most rhyme it close?
Yeah.
I don't think it does. All right. Sorry about that, Nicola, but listen.
That's all right.
We had fun, didn't we?
Yes, yeah, we did.
We
definitely.
Did. We did a fun.
But I'm not playing Tim Whistle next time I'm on. No, not
oh,
doing
no,
it.
Oh, no, you have to. You have to play the Bog Down in the Valley, and yeah. I will sing. Oh. I will accompany you.
In the Bog Down in the Valley, yo.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Ray, me. Do you remember that from Tin Whistle?
Go again.
Do re mi fa 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 do re mi 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 fa mi re 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 do re mi mi. This land is my land.
Anyway,
hey, yeah.
So that's lovely.
That is. Do you not remember learning that song in the
Tin
Whistle?
Here's the hill I'll die on.
All right, sorry.
And the hill I'll die on. This is over to you, my wicked little friend.
People aren't going to like this.
I'm not happy about it.
But I'm okay. I'm not a sheep. I'm all right.
Okay.
I think Halloween is rubbish.
Who the hell are you and where do you think you're going with this now, lady?
I don't like the vibe. Don't like the feel of it. Don't like the fact that strangers are going to be calling to my house and I'll have to provide them with treats and sugar. The whole concept is a lie. Trick-or-treaters don't want tricks. They just want sugar. Speaking of sugar, my 4-year-old twins are going to be on a sugar and juice buzz. That's not good for me. That's not good for anybody. And I'm going to have to go around to strangers' houses with them, asking them to give me sugar. So essentially, it's just a sugar exchange. Like, why can't we just do a swap? Everyone meets up somewhere in the middle of the town and we all swap treats and then go home and eat them. Because when you think about it, when you really, really, really think about it, yeah?
Mm.
Halloween is just Christmas's poor relation. It's Christmas in a chocolate dress.
How very dare you.
Except there's no presents or nice dinner.
Okay, So the whole concept of the trick or treat, I don't think you're understanding. It's like, give us treats or a trick is done on you.
Yeah, but then no one ever does a trick. They just want treats.
Yeah,
like
they do. You get your egg, your house egged.
You see, there's another reason why I don't like Halloween. Don't egg me house. Don't egg me gaff.
Then give out treats, you creep.
I do give out treats.
There you go.
I so do.
You and also...
But it's like you're up and down the whole night. There's no relaxing. Do you know what I mean?
There's also the really cool thing that can happen overnight if you're worried about any of the kids consuming too much sweets and chocolates and everything like that. You pop it in the box because the switch witch comes at night time and switches there for a nice little present, like a little car or something like that. Go on the switch witch.
That's costing me. Do I have to pay the switch witch?
No.
All right.
I don't agree with you on this. Like, Halloween has many, many things. Like it does. Like, it brings things that is the opposite to Christmas as well, because with Christmas you've got the stress of the family, you've got financial pressure, and it's done too long. You've got none of that with Halloween. Halloween
too
is
long. Are you bad?
You started on the 1st of November. It brings people together. It's cultural awareness. There's lots of fun and learning games for children for eye and hand coordination and everything like that.
Oh my God, you really... Stop.
So for anybody who wouldn't be quite confident around like their peers or anything like that, they might. It builds confidence by getting dressed up and going out there, and you can be yourself.
Okay, so you've gotten really...
It supports local businesses.
Stop, you're like...
And it's social, Una.
It's social.
And there you are. You hate Halloween because you're frightened of horror movies.
I am frightened of horror movies. I am scared, absolutely terrified of horror movies.
Right.
I'm a scaredy cat. I'm a scaredy person. And I don't like Halloween. No. And what's the whole deal with the pumpkins? Like, that's a pain in the butt. It's hard.
It's not
hard to carve a pumpkin.
Try doing it before we have pumpkins. We had turnips. Try carving a turnip.
I love turnips.
The pumpkin and the carved turnip was there to ward away the spirits who were coming.
There you go. You see what I mean? Spirits are coming. Now I'm frightened.
Yeah, good.
Of the ghosts. Yeah. The veil is thin.
Yeah, you better believe it is. And this week in particular, it's very, very thin. And because you don't like Halloween, you're even more threat of being haunted. All right. 087-110-207. Who's siding on this one? Halloween rocks or Halloween sucks? 087-110-207. The hill I'll die on this week. Una?
I don't like Halloween. You've said it.
All right. You stated your case. I'm not on your side with this one.
Okay.
All right. Do you have anything more to defend your position?
I just think that, like, I'm getting in trouble with people because I don't like Halloween. But, you know, if you think about it, right, if you really think about it, Halloween is just a glucose rave for minors.
Oh my God.
And I am the bouncer in my house, right, with my 2 4-year-old hyped twins. And I'm like, are you right there, folks, please? Are you right there, folks, please?
The glucose rave.
Yeah, no one is listening to me because they're having a glucose rave. Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's see what everyone else is saying. 087-1102. Oh, by the way, I'm all about Halloween. It's my favourite time of year.
Good morning, Cooper. And I'm Donal.
Oh, hello. Cooper and Donal, how are you doing?
Una, you're an absolute disgrace. Oh. Did you know that Halloween or Samhain is an actual Irish holiday? It originated here in Ireland.
Did you know that, Una?
I did know that, and I'm all about that.
How dare you? You're an absolute disgrace of an Irish person. Yeah. I'm disgusted. I'm begrudging the kids the fun dressing up and going around collecting some sweets.
Yeah.
Just do what we do and divide up the sweets so they don't get them all in one evening. Come on. Come on to yourself there, will you?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
She's disgusted.
Oh my God. I feel like my maths teacher in third year has just given out to me.
Did you get that lump in your throat yet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not over yet, there's more.
You know what, I'm going to actually agree with you on that one, Una. But I'm
we don't have time for that.
I'm pretty sure we had different perspectives of how good Halloween was whenever we were younger. But yeah, giving kids loads of sweets on one day, like, I kind of praise that. I don't really agree with that, honestly. But I remember whenever I was younger, I went out trick-or-treating with my friend and my brother. And this woman says, oh, I have nothing, no sweets left. I'm sorry. She's all taking money.
Ooh.
And me and my brother look at each other and says, no, it's okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. And they'll never really be left that house. Our other friend gave a stink to us. We're like, why did you not just take the butt?
Oh, I used to much prefer getting money than sweets.
Oh, you got money?
Yeah, sometimes.
And you don't like Halloween? I don't know.
You don't get money anymore. I tried it last year with the twins. I went around with them. And, no, it's just sweets.
Do you know you should get them to go around collecting empty plastic bottles? Because that's money, isn't it?
That is, hey, listen.
Yeah.
That's my pension plan. Hey.
All right, 087-1102-107. The hill I'll die on. Una hates Halloween, and I absolutely adore it. Because it's cute and cuddly and scary at the same time. What are you saying? 087-1102-107. Una's hill that she will die on today is absolutely shocking, especially for the season that we're in, and that is,
I don't like Halloween.
Get in the sea. Get in the sea. That's all I can say to you, missus.
I've given my reasons.
You have. They're not really good enough.
They're very good.
You, kids get to have some sweets and you don't. Because they ease it on you. And you have to buy sweets, and they're not for you. They're for people, strangers.
And I'm up and down all night with the doorbell ringing. You can't relax. Up and down and up and down and up and down.
Okay. 087-1102-107.
Hi, Ryan from Galway. I am definitely with Cooper.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Like, the whole point of Halloween is to dress up and go out with your friends.
Yeah.
Just to, like, because the point of dressing up is to scare away bad spirits. So, yeah, if you don't even have to go trick-or-treating. Just go and have fun with your friends and dress up. So, yeah.
Yeah, Una.
I don't want to have any interaction with the bad spirits because I'm a scaredy cat.
Then you should dress up because it scares them away. Do you know what Ryan said?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, yeah. Right. Okay, Brian, you have a point.
Una, you're just raging that your twins is going to be getting all the sweets instead of you for a change.
I can just steal the treats off them. Don't be silly. Easily.
Okay.
No, they'll sniff them out.
Una, seriously, you really got to come to Derry for Halloween. Then you'll know what it's all about.
Oh my God, I would love to go to Derry for Halloween. It looks incredible.
You just pooped all over Halloween, though.
I know, but I'd still like to go and experience it in Derry because it looks class.
It wouldn't have you.
Listen, the main thing is I don't like the fact that strangers are going to be calling to my house and I'm going to have to provide them with treats. That's like... These are mine!
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Now, you think you won the hill of Diane?
I definitely won the hill of Diane.
You didn't. People just listened to that. they heard it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. No.
No, they just heard it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you didn't win.
Are you sure?
Yeah, definitely.
But in my head, I won.
Like, people said that you're a disgrace.
Oh God, there was one girl. She was really angry. She wasn't. Yeah. She kind of frightened me, actually.
And, well, you should be frightened. She's coming to get you.
She's coming to get me.
She wants to know where you live. I sent her your address.
Well, don't bother, because for Halloween, I'll turn the lights out.
All right, we got into some truth or trash as well.
Truth or trash?
All right, let's get Donal on the scene to see what he means when he's giving us some facts about animals. Go for it.
My fact is
better, better be about an animal.
No.
Damn it.
No, you always
one job.
Up. No, it's not every day going to be an animal fact.
It's got to be.
No, today is earwax is a type of bodily sweat.
Earwax is a type of bodily sweat.
Sweat.
Mm-hmm. Clunky. Actually, I have a story for you in it that I'll tell it to you when we do our podcast. So if you want to listen to the podcast, Breakfast World, we'll open it up with a story that involves body fluids and me.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, it's actually really, really funny.
We want people to listen to the podcast.
No, it is very funny. Yeah, it'll freak out. It's hilarious. Anyway, sorry. Earwax is sweat?
Yeah, earwax is a type of bodily sweat.
A type of sweat.
I'm going to say that's true.
You going to lock that in, or what's your reasoning behind it?
I'm going to lock it in. I mean, why couldn't it be sweat?
I don't know.
It's there to protect. Why do we have wax, earwax, to protect the ear canal in some way?
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say trash, but I've no basis on my my meaning behind this. I thought it was just like gunk. I locked that in.
Okay, it is trash. Yeah, it's a mixture that includes secretions from sweat glands, but it's also dead skin and hair and different things as well.
It's one of my favourite words that you popped in there.
Secretions.
Yeah, secretions.
Ew.
Lovely. Word of the day.
Earwax protects the ear by trapping and preventing dust, bacteria and other germs and small objects from entering and damaging the ear, like, you know,
Tic-tacs
the earwigs.
And crayons.
Yeah, those two.
Stop sticking things in your ears. All right, Una, this one in particular is for you. You ready?
Yep.
Your brain uses the same amount of power, if not a little bit more, than the little light at the back of a fridge.
Can you please repeat that?
Your brain uses about as much power as the little light in the back of a fridge. You know, so when you open the door, the light comes on. And when you close it, it goes off. I bet you've tried to see, can you trick it? Does it actually come on, open and close the fridge door quickly?
I'm going to say that's true. I don't know why.
Okay.
Yeah, we have electrodes in our brain. I'm going to say that's true.
Yeah, we have energy fields, don't we? All of our chakra systems.
Oh.
All right, I'm done.
Hey,
I told you, if she mentioned this one more time.
Chakra. Yeah.
If you mention chakra and third eye and everything like that,
I'm
going to go and get security.
Your crown chakra is stuck up your root chakra.
Wow. No, chakras has nothing
to
do with electrodes.
That means your head is up your bum, by the way.
Nothing to do with it.
It has everything to do with it.
No.
All we are is energy. We are energy.
Anyway, so
everything is energy, the way we vibrate. Anyway,
yeah, you're lots of new things. Wow. So you're both saying true, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The power consumption of an adult brain uses about 20 watts of power, and a bulb, light bulb in the back of a fridge is 15 to 25 watts.
So it's true. Yeah. I was right. And we are energy, you see?
Nothing to do with your
It is everything to do with it, you absolute looter. Wow. Okay, so me.
I need therapy after this show today.
I'm just educating you. You're welcome.
All right, Una, what have you got for us? What have you made up?
I haven't. How dare you? In Transylvania, Halloween is referred to as "Don't forget your garlic." That's what it translates to.
Halloween translates to "Don't forget your garlic."
Yeah, in Transylvania. Because you know the whole Dracula.
Yeah,
blood.
Blah, blah, blah.
And apparently garlic protects you from vampires.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say Halloween's been going longer than Dracula's story's been out. So I'm going to say trash because of that. And if they have a word for it, it'll be... Yeah, when was it invented over here? As in Halloween.
Well, the Irish...
Yeah.
It originated in Ireland.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But you don't know when it went to
Romania,
though.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So...
Well, it was, like, it's a recent enough edition, like, 19th century Dracula was created by Bram Stoker, so, no, that's
ooh,
trash.
Look at you, Swashy Bottom. That's right.
You read one book.
19th century, Bram Stoker. You didn't even read the book, you saw the film. Go on, anyway.
Oh, no, okay, trash.
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 Yeah, trash, you're right, it's a lot of trash.
You can actually, so for anybody who is terrified of vampires and them being around this time of the year, Obviously, garlic is powerless to a vampire if you invite a vampire into your house.
Yes.
So if the vampire crosses your door after you've invited them in, the holy water, any of the tricks that are up your sleeve to try and get them are powerless.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll give
itchy
you.
Now.
I'll give you a hint. Not a hint, but just some advice. Put salt outside your front door.
I'd stop slugs from coming in.
And,
yeah.
No, not the slugs, and bad vibes. And blow some cinnamon in your door as well at the first of the month.
Yeah.
And that will attract abundance. But for tonight and all of this week, I would definitely do the salt ritual. What are you laughing at?
Blow some cinnamon into your door?
Yeah.
How do you do this?
What do I do?
Do you, like, get some cinnamon and you put it into your hand and just blow it at your door?
Yeah, and just, like, you know...
You know,
what? No. You just say like you would say a manifestation prayer, or something like you know.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I'm open to abundance. I'm open to happiness. I'm open to good health. You know, all of these things. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe eat the cinnamon. It's really good for you. Instead of blowing it away.
You can eat it as well. You can have it in a hot drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So,
I'm not teaching you any more of my tricks because you're just mocking me. You're just right. Mocking me.
I must bring you in some sage.
Oh, do please.
No.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Have you ever, here's a question you can ask yourself or your friends, have you ever done an Una? I think it's going to be a new phrase.
Have you ever done an Una?
Yeah.
That sounds quite bold.
No, it doesn't. Now that you've said it, maybe it does.
You can't talk to me like that, sunshine. I'm going to HR.
Well, have you done an Una? Know what I mean?
That's not what we mean. This is what we mean.
Uno told us a story this morning, which I swear to God, I'm actually only coming around to not laughing now about what actually happened after this part of the story. So hold tight, all right?
So my four-year-old twins, they lost their remote control for the TV. God knows where it is now. Could be over our neighbour's wall. I don't know.
Brilliant.
So obviously, life without a TV is not ideal. So I went to the shop to buy a new remote control. Right?
New remote, okay. Yeah.
26 euro if you don't mind. And minus the batteries.
Why, it didn't come with batteries?
Didn't come with batteries.
TV remote companies, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah, cost of living crisis.
I know.
So paid me 26 euro and the batteries. Another. Came home. The remote was not working.
Were they the right batteries?
Yes, they were. Triple A's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know my batteries.
Triple A's.
Yeah, okay. Man, triple A's.
Two or three in the one battery.
Three.
Yeah. Very good. Very nice. Now, something happened then because you had to return the remote control because...
It didn't work. Nope.
All right. Bear with me. It's worth it to hear why the remote control did not work for Una's television. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Like, make a cuppa, because you do not want to miss this. If you missed it, let's just bring you up to speed. Una had to get a replacement remote control for your
twins
TV.
The twins lost it.
They just lost it. Where did you look for it? Where did you look hard enough? Did you look in under the
garage? Everywhere.
Down the little sides?
Listen, it's gonzo.
Okay, you reckon maybe
God
over
knows.
The back wall.
Yeah. Right. So, I went to the shop to get a new remote control.
Yes.
That was fine. 26 euro cost me.
Yeah.
And not including batteries, I might add. So,
no.
Had to get the triple A's. Came home. Remote wasn't working.
Not working.
No.
Mm-mm. What to do? What did you do?
I brought it back.
Okay. And then what happened?
No, then I got my money back.
Right.
And apparently, you can now download an app to your phone that will work as a remote control.
Yeah.
And I was not aware of this.
Okay, but there was a bit of a mix-up in what type of... television the remote control was from or for.
Yeah. So when I went to the shop, I asked for a Samsung remote. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because my TV is a Samsung LG.
No, it's not!
It is!
It's not!
It is a Samsung LG.
It doesn't exist!
It does?
It doesn't. There's no such thing. There's Samsung and then there's LG. It's just like the way there's Volkswagen and BMW. They're different, but like not even that. Like even if Volkswagen and Audi are the same kind of umbrella group, LG and Samsung aren't even made by the same company. They're all separate companies.
I wouldn't mind, but I took a picture of the TV before I left the house. I should have showed the man.
Oh, hang on a second. Have you got a picture of your Samsung LG?
Have a picture of my Samsung LG.
Oh my God.
Absolute chic. Okay, recent. There we go.
Has anyone else done a Nuna like this? Or know anybody who's done a Nuna like this?
There you go. Now, it's a bit dusty, so don't... Here.
Nobody's surprised. Show me.
There you go.
A Samsung LG.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see LG, but where's the Samsung?
I don't know. I just presumed it was a Samsung.
No, hang on a second. You said you had proof of it. What the hell is all over your TV?
Dust.
It's more than... anyway, we're not here to judge you on that today.
Yeah.
But it literally just says LG. It doesn't say
but
Samsung.
But I thought LG was part of the Samsung brand. Like, a Samsung S20, Samsung LG. I just thought an LG was like TV lingo.
Go on, stop.
Samsung lingo. Do you know what I mean? Anyway.
What do you watch television on? Your Sky Virgin Mailbox, is this? Is it your Sky Virgin Mailbox? What have you got? I've got a PlayStation Xbox.
I'm not telling you.
That's what you do. That's it. You've literally just taken two things.
So, just to be clear.
Do you watch Game of Thrones on your big Samsung LG?
To be clear, Samsung is a different brand to LG. What does LG stand for then?
We're not here to figure out what that is, but like, I don't know what it stands for, but Samsung and LG are two separate companies.
They're two separate companies.
Yeah.
Well, why did I think the LG was a Samsung then?
I don't, because you're Una. And that's just you and the way you live your life. The TV remote went missing. The twins obviously devoured it and threw it over something.
Yep.
So you bit the bullet and you went. I think we're all blown away. We're all distracted that you immediately went out and bought a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because that's on the top of your priorities is Uda time and TV time.
No, actually, the remote has been missing for quite a few weeks now.
Stupid of me to
and
think
for
that.
Some reason, I didn't think I'd be able to get a remote in a shop. I thought I'd have to send off for it.
Sure.
Anyway.
So you went in and you said, I have a TV.
I have a TV.
What did you tell them you had it first?
I said, I need a Samsung remote because I thought my TV was a Samsung. And I even took a picture of it to show to the man. Now, funnily enough, I didn't show it to the man because I got distracted by a Dyson hair straightener. So, in the shop.
Look at this now. Una's is going to accidentally buy a vacuum cleaner, try straightening her hair with it. All right.
It turns out that LG is a different brand to Samsung. I thought Samsung LG.
Yeah.
Like it was just a Samsung S20.
So were you
Samsung LG.
So you hopped in, we said this, you hopped into your Volkswagen Micra. You went down the road and that place is right beside Super Value Centre, isn't it? Or is it Aldi Tesco? And you went in there and you said, here hon, I can't be spending all this. I've got to go to
26 euro.
Yeah, do you know I'll be able to buy a penny Zara for that? Do you know what
it
I mean?
It doesn't work. Your remote does not work.
So your TV is not a LG Samsung or something because it doesn't exist.
Unbelievable, Una. Only you.
You did ask the question, what does LG stand for?
Hi guys, Soup here in Galway. Just for the record, LG stands for life's good.
The opposite to your situation.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just going to download some. Apparently, you can change the channels now with an app.
Yeah.
On your phone.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that.
That's not going to happen.
Why?
Just as you. Yeah. Are you on my TV? This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. You said again. I just wasn't quite recording.
Okay.
Go on, do it. Go on.
I done a new and she was 10 out of 10.
Brilliant. All right, that is our podcast. That's Breakfast Roll. Hope you had as much fun as we did. Back tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. Like, share, subscribe and all that.
And a big, big love to Orla. Big love to Orla who sent a message in today. And she, and Orla said in her message, "I love you, Una." So I want to say, "I love you too, Orla." Yeah.
You
she
said,
did mention you, Cooper.
You did say, "Send a voice note. We'd love to hear from you." And I replied to the WhatsApp thread saying, "Una, give back the phone. Sorry about that. She's mad for attention." Then you went and said, "Cooper's just jealous."
Orla, send a voice note tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.